Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At MX1, the UK presented Working Paper BWC MSP 2020 MX1 WP2, titled What Constitutes Assistance and Cooperation Under Article 10? In this paper, we set out historical perspectives on the development and interpretation of Article 10 of the BTWC, including how the origins of the negotiations form the text in the convention we see today. We also contributed some examples of the diverse range of information sharing that can provide benefit to states' parties when implementing the provisions of this article. We now draw attention to states' parties to this paper. As it concludes, there is no definitive definition of what constitutes assistance cooperation under Article 10. Paragraph 1. It is clear, however, that a narrow definition, or one that only includes those activities conducted under an explicit BTWC mandate, would be inappropriate and would not benefit states' parties. The examples cited in our working paper provide states' parties with guidance on what sort of activities to report, undertake, and promote under Article 10. It is clear there is a very diverse range of activities undertaken or financed by governments, academia, industry, and other bodies relevant to Article 10. Some general examples of the type of activities may include donations of vaccine doses to COVAX, which has delivered vaccine to some of the most vulnerable people around the world. For example, the UK has donated more than 30 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. A further 20 million more doses of this vaccine will be donated next year. Programmes aimed to prevent, detect, and respond to infectious disease outbreaks and improve global health security by building capacity in field epidemiology and surveillance and response for emerging infectious disease threats. For example, a Public Health England training and development program for laboratory staff in Nigeria, which aimed to improve Lassa fever diagnostics. Programs aimed to help tackle antimicrobial resistance. For example, the UK is a leader in AMR research and supports a wide variety of research in this field. The UK has set out its new National Action Plan to tackle AMR within and beyond its own borders, which builds on the achievements of the 2013-2018 strategy. We hope that states' parties find the broad nature of these examples and those in the working paper helpful for their own efforts in reporting implementation of Article 10. Thank you, Chairman.